Vanamon says, ha! Used Hair says, lattice of coincidence moment. I've been catching up on archived podcasts for quite some time now. Today I was listening to Wingin' It 3D, Fool Party the First, or Fool Party Part the First. Jack says his interesting and funny bit, then ends with, well, I'm going to get back to my Angela Lansbury fantasies. Reaper says, I never watched Glee, but I also thought the audience was 12. Well, 12 to senior in high school. Nomad Scry says, Lopan, this may or may not be our demon cat ellipsis. http://toynewsi.com/news.php?cat id=242&item id=16460. Johnny Null says, bitch slap, added to queue. DJ Bunny says, I ain't afraid of some old wrinkly deity wannabe. Ed from Texas says, and now it's off to work to try to recover from being out for a full day in the middle of the week. Yee-haw! And the first of the week, CJ says, mine, 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 it's all mine, mwah-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. All right, now go back and listen to all of that over again, but imagine it as a movie trailer. All right, no, it's all right. You don't have to go back and listen to it all over again. All right, this is the first Unshow Round Deadpan we've done in a while, but it was time. What we did just there, we just read some random comments. If you are new to Deadpan, then thank you for listening, but Unshows are usually even stranger than the regular stuff, so this is probably not where to go. We had a productive week on the comments page. We had 1,211 responses to Jack Mangan's Deadpan number 183, Barbarians at the Pan. Almost 10 times as many comments as downloads. Or at least downloads listed on the site. I'm really not sure what to make of those numbers. I really don't know what to make of those numbers. If those numbers are actually true, well then you know what? That's cool, because I like, I've always, since episode 1, and we're up to 183 and 50-some-odd unshows, I've always enjoyed calling Deadpan a community, and I like the fact that if there are truly only 126 people downloading each episode, then those are 126 people that I can actually know their names and something about them. Or, you know, if we are still getting 20,000, as is listed on a few of the older episodes, then that's also cool, too. And so, as I've alluded many times in the past, yet not dropped anything tangible, I'm going to start ramping up a musical project soon. I know the holidays are coming, I know it's the end of the year and all that stuff, but I'm going to start ramping up a musical project, and you guys will probably hear it in progress throughout future Deadpan episodes. And again, whatever you want to contribute, I think we're going to make this kind of an open source parody cover. And of course, the source material is going to be Nine Inch Nails Closer. And for those of you who are listening now that were at Leprechaun 2010 in Phoenix, you've heard the one and only ever public performance of our Smurfy Closer parody cover. But that's where we'll be going, and I will hopefully start generating some bits for y'all to work with soon. Incidentally, I never used the word y'all for the first 30-some-odd years of my life. Not even ironically. All right, three more things, then we're going to un-out. I want to say big thanks to the Love, Long, and Prosper folks, Dan and CJ, of course, for hosting myself and my children for a barbecue. My kids had a great time, even though they were completely spent from a long, long day at the zoo. They really had a great time, and that's a good thing. Some good Deadpan friends with a lot on their minds. So here's hoping best wishes for those people, and best wishes for anyone out in Deadpan land who's got big stresses and worries, and here's hoping that that all things work out in the way that we want them to. And we'll actually close the Unshow on kind of a sad personal note. I learned this week of the untimely early 40s death of a friend and former coworker. who happens just by coincidence to also be a friend and former coworker of a deadpan friend, Dan Charette. I was a little freaked out to hear of this tragedy, but you know, in these kinds of situations, you know, it's never about me. It's just about paying public respect to my friend Andrew, and I hope, well, all that can be hoped for him and the people that matter to him. And with that, we're going to unshow out. Thank you for joining us, and I recognize the entertainment factor here is not at the premium, but hey, it's. I still hope you enjoy the connection, that you get something out of these unshow. It's really unshow. It's just all outro. It's outro and intro babble. It's just all babble. If you want to contribute to the Deadpan, as Paul Mackey so graciously has, the voicemail line is 206-350-TOMY, 206-350-8664. You can also record stuff and send it to me. The email address is sphericaljackm@gmail.com. You know, feel free to be creative. I'm suddenly Elmer fucking Fudd. Feel free to be creative with whatever you come up with. Or go by the tried and true stuff. Dumbass memories, favorite lyrics, favorite stolen paragraphs. Or even, you know what, I have a feeling that the contents of the fridges and nutsacks and drawers and belly buttons and whatnot may have alienated some of our less devoted crew who may have been the cause of some to move on. But you know what? That's their loss. I think Deadpan's a lot of fun. This community's a lot of fun, and I think we have some episode. I think episode number 183 is an example of where things just come together nicely. There are lots of those examples, and you know, if we are down to 126, then 126 onward ho. Yes, giggle about that all you want. Deadpan is the motherfucking way. Unshow out.